So we're in Psalm 121 this morning. Look at this psalm together. Pray it'll be a blessing to your heart. The Bible says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So I've entitled the message, The Lord, or My Help Cometh from the Lord. My help cometh from the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you for the privilege to be here this morning and open your word together. And we just want to hear from you today. Lord, I pray you would change us through the power of your word. I pray that everyone has come expecting, Lord, to hear from you through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we'll leave changed, saying it was good to be in the house of the Lord. We love you. We want to glorify you in this service, and we give it to you and pray it all in the name of our wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, as Christians, we already know this to be true, but because of the sin of pride, we often don't live this truth. Our help is to come from the Lord, not from ourselves, not from man. And yet, how often do we believe we can do things in our own strength, or we can take care of it ourselves? And that is exactly what the devil wants, for us to be self-reliant. We aren't self-reliant. We're weak, wicked sinners on our way until we get saved. And then after we get saved, we're still weak and weary sinners just on our way to heaven. But we need God. We need His help all along the way. And the psalmist here says in verse 1, I'll lift mine eyes unto the hills. He understood where his help came from. It comes from God. It comes from the Lord and the Lord alone. He says, from whence cometh my help? God says in Isaiah 45:22, lift up your eyes and look, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Only God has the strength to help. Only God has the strength to guide us. And yet so many Christians spend their time getting their help from somewhere else. Or, if you go to Hebrews chapter 2, sometimes you meet Christians that they're not looking down, they're up, look, they're looking down. And you know, God rebukes us for that. I don't know about you, but I've met a few Christians along the way that, you know, their lower lip is so low from their depression about the horrible circumstances of life, they can almost scoop gravels up out of the car park. That's pretty sad for Christians. It shouldn't be that way. And God says so here in Hebrews 2. Look at verse 12. He says, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Wow, that's not the passage I wanted. Maybe it was Hebrews 12. I don't know. Let's see if that was it. If not, I'll read the passage. It wasn't Hebrews 12. Somewhere in Hebrews, here's what it says. it says, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees and make straight paths for your feet. So maybe somebody has a concordance. They can find that for me on their smartphone. Anyway, God says, stop looking down and start looking up. Amen? You know, Jesus talked about those who set out to plow. If they look back, they're not fit for the kingdom of God. We're to be looking forward. Whenever you're plowing, you've got to pick something on the horizon, a tree or a mountain or something, and you've got to keep your focus on that to keep your furrow straight. If you keep looking back to see if it is straight, it's going to go like this. What did Jesus say? Don't look back. Look forward, look up, expect our help from the Lord, because that's the only place it can come from and be effective in our lives. So, he says, my help cometh from the Lord. Does your help come from the Lord? Go to Psalm 46. Let's look at a few scriptures together on this great... Where, it was Hebrews 12. Thank you. So for those of you that are taking notes, it's Hebrews 12, 12 and 13. I just had a little one missing. So go to Psalm 46 if you would. And I just want to talk about God being our help. Notice Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Has anybody who's saved ever had any troubles? Oh, you know what? If you are saved, I already know you've had troubles. Because the Bible says, Psalm 34, 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. You're going to have troubles. God says He is our present help. Not a future help, a present help in trouble. When the troubles come, God wants to be our help. But we've got to let Him be our help. See, that's the key, isn't it? Who are we going to rely on when the troubles come? God or ourselves? Go to Psalm 118. We'll look at another one. Psalm 118, verse 8. The Bible says it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. God says in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. He says, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. In Isaiah 41:10. God is our all-powerful God. And He wants to be our help, and He says He will be. But here's what happens. Go to Psalm or Philippians chapter 3, please. The original sin, as we know, was pride. And if you dig down to the root problem with most of our sins, it's usually pride. When we rely upon ourselves, when we rely upon man, you know what that is? That's pride. Paul here in Philippians chapter 3 was having to rebuke the church of Philippi for this very thing. He says in verse 3 of chapter 3, For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. No confidence in the flesh. Why is that? Because our flesh can't be trusted. The old man can't be trusted. But how often do we trust it? In our decision making. How often do we trust it when we set out to serve the Lord and try to accomplish things for God, and rather than do it in God's strength, we say, I can handle this in my own strength. That's pride. And we know what God says about pride. He says it's an abomination. So we, as God's children, need to learn to not only believe this great truth, but to live this great truth. That my help cometh from the Lord, and only from the Lord. You know, the Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, doesn't say go to the internet. It says, let him ask of God, in James 1:5. And it shall be given him. All we got to do is ask. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. We find that over and over and over again in Scripture, God promising to guide us, God promising to help us, God promising to show us the way, but we've got to ask. And we've got to trust Him. Now, let's look at the contrast. Let's go to Proverbs, if we could, chapter 12. The contrast is man trusting man. And man's been doing this for 6,000 years. And the result is always the same. Failure. Proverbs chapter 12, look at verse 15. Just a couple of quick scriptures here in Proverbs, and I want to go to one in Jeremiah. Proverbs 12:15, the Bible says here, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. That's God rebuking us for trusting our own way. Go to Proverbs 26 this time, verse 12. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. And then Proverbs 28:26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. And now if you will look in Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 5. Jeremiah 17, verse 5, notice what he says here. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Now, we don't have time to go into that verse in detail, but the end result of man trusting man and making flesh his arm is a heart that's departing from the Lord. My help cometh from the Lord. God wants us to believe and live that. And after giving us that great truth, let's go back to our passage now in Psalm 121. God then backs it up with this great foundation about His own self and these great truths about Him. Psalm 121, after telling us that we need to lift our eyes unto the hills, after telling us we need to trust Him to be our help and our only help, in verse 2 He says, which made heaven and earth. In other words, God is someone that we can rely on. He's our Creator. He made everything. The Bible says in Jeremiah 32, 27, God said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? No. Jesus said, the things that are impossible with men are possible with God. The God that has saved us, the God that we serve, is our faithful Creator, as we're told in 1 Peter chapter 4, and He can do anything. And so He's telling us, I want you to make me your help. You know why? Because He is God. He's the Creator. He can do anything. And He not only encourages us with that great truth, but He goes on to remind us in verse 3 and 4 and 5 that He will be our keeper. Look what He says, verse 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. Three times He mentions it there in those verses. The day we got saved was the day that God sealed us with the Holy Ghost and promised to keep us. Praise God. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, we are kept by the power of God. We're not kept by our own power. We're kept by His power. And He promises to be our keeper. And He said in there, He neither slumbers nor sleeps. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is. It doesn't matter where in the world you are. God has the power to help us and keep us. And He reminds us there. He says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, as He tells in Hebrews 13, 5. God will keep His children. And He tells us in 2 Timothy 1, 12, I am not ashamed, Paul said, for I know whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. It's one of our hymns. God is our keeper. And we need to be reminded of that because there's a lot of people out there that believe that they're their own keeper. A lot of people that believe you can lose your salvation. Matter of fact, I would venture to guess, and it's only a guess, that probably more Christians believe you can lose your salvation than Christians who believe you are sealed and kept by God's power. He's not their keeper. They're their own keeper. They're relying on their own strength to maintain, to hold fast, to hold firm, whatever you want to call it. But they got to hold on to their own salvation. They got to be careful or they'll slip up and lose it. That's not the way it works. God's our keeper. He's promised to keep us. And if that be the case, then He's our helper. He's keeping our salvation, but He's also there. He doesn't save us and say, okay, you're saved, you're going to heaven, I'll see you when you get there. No. He says, oh, and by the way, I'm going to move in and make you my temple, and I'm going to be there for you every step of the way and help you. Jesus promised that there in Matthew 28, after telling us to go and teach all nations, He says, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. And so God has promised to be our keeper. Notice He also says down in verse 6, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord, at verse 5, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. He's not only our keeper, He's our protector. We are so blessed, aren't we, to be God's children. promises to keep us and He promises to protect us. And He wants us to trust Him for our help. Go to Proverbs 21, if you would, talking about God being our protector. Proverbs 21:31. I love this verse. It's short, but look what it says. Proverbs 21:31. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. You know, it's not just some glib thing that we do and we say, please pray for me, I'm going to travel. There's a lot of car accidents. It's real. Safety is of the Lord. God is our protector. He tells us in Isaiah 54, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Think about that. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. God promises to not only keep us, but to protect us. But He goes further. Go to verse 7 of our passage, Psalm 121. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Wow. He will keep us and protect us, but He also says He will preserve us from evil. Now remember, we're talking about God being our helper. Has anybody faced any temptations since the day they got saved? Yeah. What did Jesus say? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. What does God say? The Lord is faithful, will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. God promises that if we'll trust in Him for our help, He will preserve us from evil. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, please, and I'll show you this. God is there for us. God indwells us. God lives with us. God promises to help us along the way. So when we do succumb to temptation, what happened? Was it that God wasn't powerful enough to help us? No. It was that we weren't relying upon Him. We were relying upon ourselves. And we failed. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you, and look at this last phrase, and keep you from evil. Praise God. Does God have the power to keep us from evil? Absolutely. He promises to preserve us from all evil. But we've got to make Him our help. We've got to trust Him through those temptations, through those trials, and He promises to preserve us from evil. And then He finishes here in Psalm 121 to not only preserve us from evil, but to preserve our soul. He says, He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. You know, Jude even says that we are preserved in Jesus Christ. In Jude verse 1. The day that we're born again, we are preserved in Jesus. We become part of Jesus. We're placed into Him. And the Bible says we're also safe and secure in His hand. He says, no man's able to pluck them out of my hand, and no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. We're safe. We're preserved. Again, going back to who our helper should be, God or ourselves, God or man, God or earthly resources. He says, I'll keep you. I will protect you. I will preserve you from evil. I will preserve your soul forever. Now just trust me. I, the all-powerful God that created everything, trust me. And I will preserve you. Go to 2 Timothy, please, chapter 4. And Paul also mentions this great truth. This is the last chapter that Paul wrote. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Before he died. He's writing a lot about himself, his own Christian walk. Talks about finishing his course and so forth. But notice verse 18. And the Lord shall deliver me, he says, from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. That basically is Paul's salutation, final word before he gives the salutes to certain people there. And so the last thing that he wrote, other than these salutes, was to say, God's going to deliver me from evil, and God is going to preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. Wow. So God has promised to keep us, to protect us, and God has promised to preserve us from evil and to preserve our soul forever. How blessed are we. He does all that for us as a gift. And you know what he's asking of us? Trust me for your help, he says. Stop trusting yourselves. God has things he wants to do with us. God wants to use us to reach others. God wants to use us to make a difference for him on this earth. And the thing is, he's empowered us and made it possible. Right? Right before he went to heaven, Jesus said, "Ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me." The power's there. The power is there to witness. The power is there to serve God. And the power is there to avoid evil. We just need to trust in him as our help. My help cometh from the Lord. David had learned this great truth in his own life. God wants us to learn in our lives. The one who's promised to keep and protect and preserve us wants to be our helper. My help cometh from the Lord. I hope we not only believe that in our heads, but I hope we believe it in our hearts and we live it. My help cometh from the Lord. Let's pray.